best education in the world can't get you a job if there aren't jobs. As the young take the lonesome trail, they leave behind what is in effect fast becoming a non-viable society.
My generation can't afford houses. My generation can't afford to have children. My generation are either leaving the country or jumping in rivers. That's my generation, man.
It is Irish landlords who are evicting Irish people onto the streets and making them homeless. What we do have here is what our president has called is a social catastrophe.
It was when I left Ireland that I realised, like, how Irish I was and, like, how culturally Irish I was. And I guess, like, how much the lens through which I saw the world, you know, was kind of, like, rooted in my Irishness. It's been a long journey, but I've really rehabilitated, like, my relationship, like, with Ireland and, like, kind of with my own Irishness.
I bet you like drink. How else are we going to cope?
I know. How else could we stick your f***ing stupid questions?
Why do you think English people know so little about Ireland?
Ignorance built into their culture. Always from the start of time, when they fucking started taking over every country in the world, they refused to learn their history and refused to come to terms with. Why do you guys love potatoes so much? That's not even a stupid question. They're great.
I love potatoes.
They're fucking great.
Leprechauns. Leprechauns. St. Patrick introduced leprechauns into this country to eat all the snakes. And when was the last time you seen a snake around here? Never.
Hello, hello, Diachiv, Thatcha, Conisatatu. You are listening to Anfum Mor on CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting from the unceded traditional territories of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people. Unceded means stolen. That means that the land that we are on is stolen land and that it continues to be stolen. I hope to live to see a day where there is land return to Indigenous nations whose land has been stolen across Turtle Island. All right, before we get into too much discussion here, I'm going to cut myself short because I will ramble as much as I can if I let myself. So today's going to be an episode of contemporary Irish music. I think a lot of people have a very particular idea of what Irish music sounds like. And of course, there is Irish traditional music that does sound a very particular way. But there are an immense amount of talented people in Ireland making really interesting music right now that sits outside of the, boundaries of what is considered traditional. So we're going to take a listen to some of that. And we're going to start off with a track that is... I hope familiar for many listeners. They are one of the most popular Irish bands at the moment. They're having a quick global rise, and I'll share some of my hot takes about how that's going to impact their popularity actually in Ireland when we come back. But without further ado, we're going to start taking a listen, and I think you'll probably recognize this song, I hope. This is Starburster by Fontaines DC. We'll be back soon. You're listening to Anfum Mor on CITR 101.9 FM.
I wanna
Welcome back. We just heard Starburster by Fontaines DC. They are a Dublin-based indie rock group that is making global waves at the moment. Oh gosh, my chin just bumped the microphone. I'm so sorry if you heard that. They are, in my opinion, an excellent band. I think they are walking a really interesting line of indie and rock and shoegaze and kind of mixing these interesting elements together. And even with that song we just heard, Starburster, there's a really interesting kind of delivery, vocal delivery to it that feels almost like rap. I have a lot of love for Fontaines DC. I also, being Irish, have fears that they will slowly lose their popularity amongst the Irish due to our cultural proclivity for being kind of curmudgeonly. And begrudgery is a very common thing. If you ask most Irish people about U2, they'll say that they effing hate U2 or something along those lines. And I think a lot of that has to do with begrudgery. Yes, there's reasons that we would not like U2, just as, you know, people out in the world not liking their music. But there is a cultural thing amongst Irish people where, you know, if somebody's doing too well for themselves and they seem like they know it too much, it feels there's like a cultural responsibility to let them know that they're not that big a deal anyways. So I feel like that's how U2 is treated as an Irish band, where the general cultural idea of them is, well, they think they're all that and they're really not, so we're not going to let them think they're all that. And I worry that that is the fate of Fontaines DC as they gain more global popularity. I'd love to hear other folks' contributions on that. So if you're listening and you have a familiarity with the Irish proclivity to begrudgery, I don't know why I keep saying that in a way that is going to make it hard to get out of my mouth, but you can give me a call. 604-822-2487 is the call-in line. I'll do my best to take your call. My landlord actually just called me while we were listening to that song, so I'm gonna have to put it over to some music so I can call my landlord. Anyways, to allow me to do that, we'll move on to our next track. So we're going to hear a track by a much lesser known Dublin group, Meryl Streak. I guess they're a group. Meryl Streak has a album that was relatively recently released within the last few years. I'm trying to find the date as I speak to you at the moment. Come on, Bandcamp, do your thing. Released in 2024. Really fun fact, there's a collage cover to this album, which was actually made by a friend of mine, Rush Nolan, and I'll share her Instagram with you in a sec in case you want to find more of her beautiful collage work. Okay, so we're going to take a listen to the beginning, which is, I suppose, no surprise, the starting track of this album. So this is The Beginning by Meryl Streep. I'm going to call my landlord, and you'll hear from me when I get off the phone with my landlord.
I'd not be...
have 160,000 vacant homes. Like, I'm driven by this desire and passion to make the world better, and I get so upset and frustrated when I see inequality and social injustice.
So about 1 in 6 people who are working today in Ireland are still living in poverty.
12,259 people in this state now live in emergency accommodation, a new record on your watch, Taoiseach. As we speak, there are 3,594 children who are in emergency accommodation in this state. And of course, we know that the real homeless figure is much higher.
Protesters out in Dublin today raised the roof on the worsening housing and homelessness crisis.
Her children don't know the landlord is selling up, and they face being homeless again, having previously lived in a hotel room.
I was there for 14 months. I had myself, my husband, and my 4 kids.
Are you beginning to feel a little bit worried?
A young teacher who come to me and have said they can no longer afford the rent here in Dublin. They've had to move in with their siblings. They're living on couches. This is the reality, unfortunately.
They have to be out of their home by the end of next week. And after months of looking for a new place, today is the first viewing, and they say they're getting desperate.
People in their 20s, people in their 30s, 40s, 50s even, who are stuck in housing they can't afford. They feel hopeless. I've been shocked at how people actually feel ashamed about their housing situation. They feel somehow they're fault.
Do you want the job or don't?
Very obvious problems that we're facing in Ireland to do with dereliction and vacant buildings.
If the streets are not safe for ordinary people, that is unacceptable.
Young people living in hostels, in without hope, without hopes. Young people, our primary school children, without a home. It's absolutely scandalous.
The amount of money, you know, that is basically being siphoned out of the country through corruption. The amount of people that were taken off their tracker mortgages. The amount of corruption that is endemic and systemic.
Ireland is a great case study of poor policy implementation.
This is an outrage. You hear an outrage. Nothing on earth will move me from this stage.
Oh, I want to die.
There's no phone line to rat out bankers. Not the professional classes. It's not those people that essentially are trying to kick you out of your home with a vulture funds. It's the other guy, the bus driver, the guy in labour, the other guy that's in the same job as you are, because the working classes compete for resources, and he knows that. And as long as you're looking at your neighbour and thinking that your neighbour is the one that's doing you out of it, you're not looking at the banker, and it's your taxes. And it's not people that are basically fooling them out of the country. It's this bloke in a tracksuit. But it wasn't blokes in tracksuits that were in the country. It was blokes in suits.
Say it loudly and proudly. Fuck you.
For a friend, there is no limit. There is no end. I rest my head on his shoulder.
I could have shown you things that you would not find.
that you would not find, and so much has been left unsaid.
Welcome back. I had my call with my landlord. It is no, there is no crisis on the horizon. It was a very nice phone call in case you were worried, because I was. We just heard a track that actually I came across the first time today. So that was Chalk with Asking. Chalk is an excellent kind of punkish, post-punk band. And the video for that track is actually quite beautiful. I was watching as I was listening, and from my analysis of the lyrics and the video together, it seems to be a song about like male friendship and loneliness. And the video is just various scenes of platonic intimacy between two men. And it's lovely. It's really lovely. So check out the video for Asking by Chalk. And right before that, I was telling you we heard The Beginning by Meryl Streep. My friend Roisin made the album cover for that. And you can actually find Roosh's work on Instagram at roosh.ie, R-O-O-S-H.ie. Roosh is an excellent artist and actually interesting story. We met through the internet. Before the pandemic, Roosh was living here in Vancouver, and I actually had no idea who Roosh was or what they were doing until after they left. I started to follow them, and during the pandemic, I noticed on their Instagram story that they were on a walk at a park that is maybe 15 minutes away from the part of Dublin that I spent most of my childhood in, where my grandfather's house is. Anyways, we got talking from there, and of course, because we're Irish and we're going to feed into the stereotype that we all know each other, Roosh is very close friends with my cousin, and they went to school together, so but very happy that our paths crossed, even if it was in a kind of odd and disconnected internet way. Turns out our lives were already kind of intertwined. And it's not the first time something like that has happened to me as an Irish person in Vancouver. I mentioned last episode that there is a growing Irish community here. And as that happens, the connections abound. Alrighty, so I do have a lot of music to share with you today. And you may notice as I go through this playlist and describe these artists to you that there is a heavy lean towards music from Dublin. That's because that's where I'm from. And it's the music scene that I'm most familiar with. And, you know, as it would be in any country, Dublin being the capital and the city with the most kind of like international buzz and connection, the artists that are coming out of that city get more attention anyways. It happens in Canada with artists out of Toronto and occasionally Vancouver. And we see it across the US as well. So, you know, same kind of music industry imbalance, geographical imbalance happens everywhere. I do actually have an intended co-host for this show who happens to be visiting family in Ireland right now. And my hope is that when they return, we'll be able to collaborate on this together because, many reasons. They're a wonderful friend. We have a very similar diasporic experience. Their dad is from Derry, I believe. And with that as well, with their family being from the north of Ireland, they have different cultural touch points than I do. They have a different kind of political experience of Ireland. And I think that our juxtaposed or complementary experiences of Irish diasporic experience based on where in Ireland our families are from, will be really interesting, an interesting opportunity to look at the differences in experience. And hopefully they will bring some music and culture that is not based in the South or based only in Dublin, because again, that's where my knowledge lies. Okie dokie. I'm saying that a lot today. Hope you don't mind. So our next track is going to be Angel by New Dad. Then we'll hear Little Fix by Sprints. I'm going to do three, so stick around for three songs. And we'll hit the end of that little stint of songs with Foggy by Cunis. And then we'll be back. We're starting off with, a bit more rock, punk, and experimental stuff, and then we're gonna take a pretty hard segue into Irish rap and hip-hop, because that's where my musical love lies with the Dublin rap scene. So let's keep listening. You are listening to An Fuaim Mór, which is an Irish diasporic cultural show, and this is CITR 101.9 FM. Keep it tuned. We'll be back very, very soon.
Thank you. medicated. I'm medicated and they like me better when I'm sedated. So tell me, doctor, how do you fix a problem they don't seem to think it really exists? So stupid little girl, right back to the curb.
Place.
Welcome back. Thoughtcha, you're listening to An Fuam Mór on CITR 101.9 FM. We just heard Cunis with Foggy. I actually came across Cunis for the first time today. I had a realization while I was putting together this music show that I have a kind of myopic lens when it comes to Irish music and even just music within Dublin, where I've become hyper-focused on the rap and hip-hop scene there because it's the scene that I most recently experienced in person. And I'm amazed by the quality of music that continues to come out of Ireland. And because there just isn't a very publicly well-known rap and hip-hop scene here, all of my attention has gone to Dublin because rap is one of my favorite genres of music. So the reason I'm kind of telling you about that is to create a segue, I suppose, because we're going to go into that myopic lens that I have, because I want to share with you things that I love and that I listen to every day. And I will be listening to Cunis and everyone else that I've played in the first half of this show. But I'm just telling you where my biases lie, I suppose. So the first track we're going to hear that's going to kind of gently lead us into the rap, R&B, hip hop segment of this show is going to be a track by Brick Nasty. Brick Nasty is another Dublin based group. Again, I'm aware of my musical biases here. This group is really interesting because they kind of genre bend quite a bit, and there's aspects of R&B, there's aspects of jazz, there's aspects of hip-hop. Their music is really interesting, and I think that they stand out as quite unique within the Dublin musical landscape. So here's Brick Nasty. This track is called Mouthy. And if you have been listening since the start of the show, you probably know we're listening to a bunch of music, but I'm going to give you a quick warning that as we move further into the show, there will be more profanity in the music that I play. That's just a fact of the music I'm playing. So if you'd rather not hear profanity, I would recommend tuning out now and tuning back in at 4 o'clock to hear Teachable Moments. Alrighty, Teachable Moments being a show, not that I'm going to teach you things. Tune back in at 4 for that show if you don't want to hear profanity right now. But if you're interested and you want to hear the cool music that I have to share with you, which I think you should want to hear, stick around. This is Brick Nasty with Mouthy.
Bravely, you're so brave. You just double I to the street cake. Till she give it. Pull your dick up, it's in the street cake. Play, so sweet, and then I try. What did she say? Say, give it to me. Shower here, so it's good to the free. Shower here, so it's never to be. It's a gift, I'm on Santa's lucky list for believing. It's legit, I'ma grab her by the jewels like I'm stealing. A different product, I'm unique, I'm 101. They really popping in these streets, they showing love. They have me shopping, check receipts, I'm wearing ones. They let me cop and I ain't even got the funds. They gon' be talking about me even when I'm gone. They call me popping, I ain't even got a son. You see the scene and I'm the reason that it's fun. They say what else, but I be needing me a gun.
I'm with your jaw and she tryna jork it. I'm the plug, I'm not something you can stick a fork in. The way I make the money talk is bang for pomorphic. Your baby mum called, she wants ball sack on forehead. Go on then, all dead people in my pockets. Bitches, long money on me, no shortbread, I'ma take a biscuit. Bouncer found a corner shop on my compadre when they frisk me. I be punching in off the juice, I'm Capri Sunny listening. Got your missus in my pillow fort playing Naked Twister. Blowing on my sacks, going ham, she playing Careless Whisper. Swaggle baby crisper in a bag of Pombears, boy. It's all flat shit in my future, I'm Montclair boying. Aye, why is your wifey still? For shit's bare annoying. Dumb her off the rip, no drip, she dressed like Cher Lloyd. Money stack bolo, Queen Lizzie on steroids. Fuego baby, I'm the patron saint of train fare boys. I'm the mayor of Cavar Sierra Leone, bitch. Zone 1 to zone 6, make a baddie's toes twitch. I'ma have half the rap game on Maury Povich. So many sons, all you came from my cojones. And you know this, I'm so techie, pull a blue eyes white dragon in the fucking game of go fish. Bossy on me sipping chocolate milk, I am so pissed. With my Irish homies, I'm Irish too, but I look Polish.
Oh, I'm much.
Up to two when she's over, it's half 11. Two scale skaggy, bought of them showing half a seven. New BR9, her man's a seven. I'm home alone, I'm gone past the hash to Kev. I just watched Kareem nick a bottle of God sauce. Yeah, heard your little track in the shit made a spot sock. Hit the spliff tank, fuck, that's a lot off. I live in Germany, they call me Oliver Claus off. Smoking green, I'm in bits and betting. I feel like big jaw, steep me fists in petrol. I got too much drip, picking fits is stressful. Few shrooms help me change your perspective. Family, the only real shit I'm protecting. I'll be calling brother God cause I'm I'll be calling brother God cause I'm projecting.
A different product, I'm unique, I'm 101. They really popping in these streets, they showing love. They have me shopping, check receipts, I'm wearing ones. They let me cop and I ain't even got the funds. They gon' be talking about me even when I'm gone. They call me poppin', I ain't even got a son. You see the scene and I'm the reason that it's fun. They say what else, but I be needing me a gun.
What a beautiful day.
Yeah. Are you hungry?
I think I'm hungry. I think we should get ourselves something nice for our beach day.
Oh, yeah?
Oh my god, I know the perfect place. Cockney King's Fish and Chips is literally just around the corner. We should go there. It is the best fish and chips in Vancouver.
Oh my god, yes, absolutely. Let's go right now.
Cockney King's Fish and Chips, Kitsilano. On Cornwall Avenue, between Cypress and Walnut. It's the best fish and chips in town.
But don't take our word for it.
Try it yourself.
If Kitsilano isn't your neighborhood, check out Cockney Kings in Burnaby or New Westminster.
What do you love, and what do you love about it? My name is Ewan, and with I Love You Hour, I want to know. Come join me bi-weekly Tuesdays at 6 p.m. to discuss music and the stories we connect to it, either in person, on the phone, or through messages at I Love You Hour on Instagram. That's I-L-U-V-U Hour on Instagram, or through email at iluvhour@gmail.com. If you love sharing music and telling stories, listen to I Love You Hour bi-weekly at CITR 101.9. And remember, I love you.
Welcome back. A beautiful show promo for I Love You Hour, hosted by the wonderful Ewan here on CITR 101.9 FM. That show is every second Tuesday, I believe at 6 p.m. Excellent show. I was actually a guest on one of the episodes. So if you want to do some vocal analysis and try and figure out who I am, it's not going to be that hard, but you can try through that episode of I Love You Hour. Alrighty. So we just heard Bedroom Bullies, which was a collaborative track between Ahmed with Love, Lil Skag. We're both Dublin-based artists. Lil Skag is from Wexford, though. And a British artist who they've been collaborating with a lot recently, and who actually recently came to Dublin to perform with them. I believe you pronounce his name Kibo. Could be Kibo. Excellent track. I particularly love Ahmed with Love. Shocker if you've I was gonna say if you've heard what I've played before, but you haven't, so forget that thought. But Ahmed with Love is wonderful, a really, really talented artist, and as such the next track is going to be a track that he features on as well. We're going to keep moving with the Dublin rap music here, and we'll move a little bit across the country with some stuff from other parts of Ireland. I promise I do have non-Dublin based stuff in here, but we'll get to that soon. We've only got about 15 minutes left, so I'm going to try and talk as little as possible, but I'm a yapper, so no promises.
I put my soul in the music, yeah, I really do this, yeah. I wanna know what the truth is, yeah. I'm not foolish, yeah. Step on the beat and I'm pooping, yeah, I'm like a new thing, yeah. Switching it up like a mill ring,
switching it up, I'm switching it up.
Finish the liquor too quick, I'm filling the cup, up to the top, no matter how much is in it, it isn't enough, yeah. I'm too comfortable, cause everyone been bigging me up, yeah. They want a piece of the pie, it isn't the love. Got this beat off Rory Sweeney, take him and feel like a glove. They brought a stick in the club, I brought a spliff in the tub. All these sessions get depressing, chap, it isn't a buzz. You said this shit doesn't slap, but it literally does.
I get shy, can't talk in the club, so I do my sick little dance. Look what I can do with my hands, you don't even know what I can do with my hands. I was in Tango, getting real sturdy. Workman's getting real sturdy. I was in sound, I was getting real sturdy. Drop a real low, I was getting real dirty. I was too high at the MB gig, so I snuck out the back and I left real early. 6'4 locos, that's 30. Now I gotta go cold turkey. Psych, nah, I just got 34 white claws. I was in the backstage, you was on the sidewalks. I was lit, you was rolling with the lights off. At the right car, shows get sold out. Smoke trees like breeze, I was blown out. On the beat with ease, I zoned out. Stacking lettuce and cheese on the road now. I took the walk to Black Rise. Selling out shows with a Mac and an FL crack download on a laptop. Yeah.
pass the joint to me like they just pass me the Olympic torch. If it's paper blunts or beats, I think I need some shit to scorch. I just blaze the big spliff, I'm chilling in this little Porsche. Through the keys into the sea, I think I need some shit to pour. Her eyes are open doors, but Evanescence said the force. She went to hate, but she gave up. I think she smelled the essence forced. I'm fighting sleep, I'm fighting K-holes. I fought depression forced. They always say the best is last, at last the rest, I rest rewards. Coughing up, I'm throwing down, I'm throwing up, but I hold you down. I could still G-lock it if I'm going white or going brown. I've been feeling tired, been fatigued, I'm like a soldier now. And we've been people, but I never noticed you are older now. Two weird body bends as it ain't double barrel. Sawn off like the filter when you smoke a carols. I've been soaring like a bird, they pluck me making arrows. When I die, just wrap me round the body like paper at the pharaoh. That's 50 times 32, that's 1600. I'm acting like I'm cool, but that's some big league numbers. No, I couldn't keep the stick, I'm not a big tree hugger. Born it through the streets until the fucking streets see rubber.
Kim was telling me about the 30 day cough going around.
30, is that what this is?
People are talking about it, yeah. Streets are going mad about it.
Boys, I was smoking booze good morning, cause man, fucking cool with being a dress. Sad the Greek knees and skull, we sick level up, tell him stick a JCB. Got handed no grade, then had to handle my young grade while their goggles were hardened as we're looking for a staff in the Kilburn High Road, eh? Let's go. Gasoline in Tukus and Misha, all discard flag. Mine via and loch, and not a shay a hocht for this pole, the kid lord, a lot of for that. Oh, him the lettuce, meaning lacquer, gummy stick a gam and tarakora. Count Caesar in it, fed a mora. Fuck a hood de horla. Hoga jum of a hook, and her head of the hooker cat, and in the tora. Machrai need the town, he's not taking Machrail, Machaita no Sandora. Shay machine yon gym, my animal line. Shay peep tuber, gaga's potion, my limit, no de vim, a command. If I don't well, I write fast, tooth, not yen stroke, beat, I let my ahersha. A captain and down, who can be a tight fast, a rook, a hard read, and a count, a basta. Marga, wana, Arnon, go bundoon fool, I just call her, go had her. She didn't say, lo, yes, a hree. Rhining larger, we're rain toward the navy. Lord, cock, a crown, we could do bunda la harka. Yet a shakri is dead, a father, a come along, so fuck a bit, the maris, couple to a million dish could slack. By the looking like it, she had moan, vien loch, I guess time, sugar, hana, for all of us. So carry a group of weenie Neela gome in chairs, but I got big spalpin energy, so tandem lum shear. Must spalpin, who is spalpin, who with a fond of shin seal old yes, to seal the tug on jar of shaska bagger who mission country by fear. Textbook country vehed edition year. Yeah. Machine be on the gleesh, no the heart in my bowl. The fits my rahat, I'm no the foot in my hole. Foot to pole at a birth, doch not the cash get a bit. Now when my hand in fucking cliff, I'll see she wants to teach it. Cause the tinsy bin sang, is she ill, she ain't shan, he's will ya her laugh all the night, yeah, her satan. Floss it needs some feet before you brah and you get a teal. It's a free high nuggets can of the molly her meal and family. Kinch can the matter barney, gonna machine yeah, ragas cuss the claddy. I'll with the yell of mission back as back your van. Touch your advertising time or fucking artisan. You hope I ain't feeling it, you can fucking bruise goodbye. We hold my hula hearts are raging, cause the whack theme is cozy. Hover my bomb, my night man has. Time I deal on my galore for fucking country trash. Can't sit in it, skiv and chimler the dough. Rule the bitter and you whack, you got a shampoo.
Welcome back, Diachiv. You are listening to An Fuam Mór on CITR 101.9 FM. We just heard a few tracks in a row. First, we heard a collaborative track between Courtesy and Ahmed with Love, which is Walk to Black Rock. That is off of a recent album that Courtesy released called What is the Question? And then we heard Kaufall by Shulvan, which is a track in Irish. Shulavan raps in Irish consistently, which is one of the reasons that I like to listen to him. You know, Kneecap aren't the only ones that are singing and rapping in Irish and using the Irish language in their music. They certainly opened a global doorway to an interest in that, which is amazing. I freaking love Kneecap for that, as well as other reasons. But they're not the only ones. Alrighty, and I'm going to end the day with another track by an artist that is near and dear to my heart, because I got to see him perform live along with Ahmed with Love and many other amazing Irish artists last time I was visiting Dublin with my partner. We were lucky enough to be invited to the mixtape release for Irish Hash Mafia, which is a collaborative project led, I believe, by Rory Sweeney, who's an incredible producer out of Dublin, but brought together rappers from across Ireland, many different counties ranging from the north of Ireland to the south of Ireland. A highlight of that show, one of many, many highlights, was getting to see Courtesy perform. Mostly because when I saw him walk on stage, I was taken aback because he's this scrawny white guy who looks really awkward. I didn't really know what to expect coming out of his mouth, quite frankly. But I couldn't have been more positively surprised by Courtesy's talent, his stage presence. He's really got something. I really believe that his success as an artist is only going to grow from here. He is starting to get some recognition outside of Ireland, which is really exciting. And I hope to see that for so many of the rappers in Dublin. I think that there is an unbelievably powerful scene there that needs more attention. So I'm going to play you a track that I particularly love. It's off of Courtesy's brand new album, which only came out within, I believe, the last month. 30th of May was when it was released. It's called Beauty and the Beast. That's the album. And the track that I'm going to play for you is the final track on the album, Necessary Evil. This album was produced by Hickey, who is, in terms of my consciousness, a new producer. I'm really, really impressed with the way that this album is produced overall. One of the things that Courtesy said when this track was released was that it felt like Hickey had created a track that teetered on the precipice of a jump scare in a film, and that he was trying to match that feeling with his lyricism. So I'll leave you with that as we head into our final track of the show. This is Necessary Evil by Courtesy and Hickey. You're listening to Anfu Amor. We'll be back next week. I hope you're having a beautiful, beautiful Tuesday afternoon. And I'm going to stop now, but I'll be back. And thanks for being here with me.
Now let's see who's really behind these bandages.
I fell in love with the villains, the necessary evil. I wanted power, fuck the power to the people. I'm not a coward, found courage, not the beagle. I pick up at the rubbish like a seagull. You can keep a sheepskin, but a werewolf. Revenge, ice cold, getting served up. It's gonna take way more than that to scare us. With a bump in the night, I know you heard us. Never clever with the cheddar, wasn't Pennywise. Being paid, Gina Davis, how I let it flood. Memorized all the evil monologues, televised. I'm a predator to everybody, step aside. The beast met the bride of Frankenstein. Tired and cranky, do a line, she's back alive. Bacon. Never find a hard to smile. Catch a vibe and I'll cramp it, cramp it style. Stay puffing like the Michelin man. With the villains, I'd be ripping up the mystery van. Like, how you surprised when they're lifting the mask? The signs were all there, you should have listened to God. No face, no fate, my spirit was gone. Calling Sidney Prescott, like, come here, you alone? Well, I watched the ring and took the sim and we phone. Like, who you gonna call? Cause I bust and I ghost, huh? Yeah, get it cracking like the squid. I'm sacrificing rappers, chapters, magic in the sin. It's the happening, hands off, handling me shit. Shouldn't trust me, which I had, I put a dagger in it quick. I was right, it's the rise of the undermine. It's incredible, it's legible, it's unrefined, huh? The rhyme's more dull than shiny. Halloween in me head, smoking pumpkin pie, yeah. Smoking Zorg Pike made me evil. So buzzed I can't move like it's Andy's. Big nose like Billy sniffing Mandy. Feeling grim, I was cute, now I'm Bandy. It might be ill advice, told me I was ill inside, but I'm on the villain side, killing shit, living right. Wait, I'm living left, focused solely on the death. Focused on me master plan, I laid it out in steps. I laid around and wept like a banshee. The bones were all buried, but I'm back there like it can't be. I do a family parish in the game like Jumanji. I'm going crazy from the rip, they couldn't jack me. It's act tree, Zodiac, they couldn't catch me. I'm making shit move like Carrie, wasn't cool like Barry. Now I'm killing it, go ask Jim.
Who are these two?